The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Till death do us part is not a common theme for the animal kingdom. This might be a good thing. It turns out that rampant promiscuity fends off disease, bad genes, and may actually keep a species from going extinct. You see, the more different males and females look in a species, the more polygamous they're likely to be. Males have very different reasons for having multiple mates than females. They attempt to mate with many females to spread their genes by producing many offspring. Females, on the other hand, can get just as pregnant by mating with one male as they can with 20. But that's not to say females have any less sex than males. Of course, on average, males have to have as many mates as females. So why do females sleep around? Females are trying to maximize the genetic diversity of their offspring and have a litter or clutch with different dads. That way, perhaps one of the gene sets will have an advantage in different circumstances. Circumstances in the environment can sway females to mate more frequently. For example, in exchange for sex, male katydids provide sperm and edible nuptial gifts full of nutrients. They look kind of like jello.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.